Part 3, Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases, the Troubled Company Reporter Editors Monitor, day by day. Ivy Magdadero reports that Charles Ergen lost a bid to end a lawsuit alleging he acted improperly in buying debt of Philip Falcone's Light Squared Inc., a bankrupt wireless network provider that he has separately offered to buy to complement his Dish Network Corp. and EchoStar Corp. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Shelley Chapman in Manhattan, on December 10th, denied Ergen's request to dismiss the suit brought by Light Squared, allowing most of the claims to go to trial. She dismissed some counts in a related claim filed by Falcone's hedge fund, Harbinger Capital Partners. Light Squared and Harbinger alleged that Ergen formed a, quote, secret special purpose vehicle called SP Special Opportunities LLC to make the debt purchases because he knew that they were improper, giving the Dish and EchoStar compete with Light Squared. A clause in Light Squared's credit agreement bars rivals from owning its debt. Harbinger alleged that Ergen bought Light Squared debt in secret because he wanted to acquire a large enough holding to block the approval of any reorganization plan not approved by Dish. If Ergen wins the auction, he will effectively be paying himself back for the debt that he bought at a discount, according to Harbinger's complaint. Ergen said that his purchases of the debt were smart, not illegal. Reston, Virginia-based Light Squared filed for bankruptcy in May 2012, listing assets of $4.48 billion and debt of $2.29 billion. U.S. regulators blocked the service after makers and users of global positioning system devices, including the U.S. military and commercial airlines, said Light Squared's signals would confound navigation gear. The bankruptcy case is in regards to Light Squared Inc. 12BK12080, and Harbinger's lawsuit is Harbinger Capital Partners LLC v. SP Special Opportunities LLC 1301390. U.S. Bankruptcy Court, Southern District of New York. New York Judge Alan Gropper on December 12th issued a 166-page decision after a 34-day trial, concluding that the spinoff of a highly profitable energy business constituted a fraudulent transfer intended to shield the business from massive environmental liabilities and awarding damages of up to $14.5 billion. Judge Gropper ruled that Anadarko Petroleum Corp. could be liable for between $5 billion and over $14 billion in a lawsuit over environmental and legal liabilities related to its 2006 acquisition of Kerr-McGee Corp. The case is Tronox Inc. et al. V. Kerr-McGee Corp. et al., U.S. Bankruptcy Court, Southern District of New York, number 09AP01198. Tronox, a manufacturer of titanium dioxide pigments, was actually spun off by Kerr-McGee, who was subsequently acquired by Anadarko. Tronox filed for Chapter 11 protection in 2009 and sued Anadarko and Kerr-McGee, claiming the spinoff was fraudulent because of the environmental liabilities. In his decision, Judge Gropper concluded that Kerr-McGee, quote, acted with actual intent to hinder or delay creditors in a spinoff that left Tronox, quote, insolvent and undercapitalized and was not made for reasonably equivalent value. But in a January 13th court filing, Anadarko said Judge Gropper misread Tronox's reorganization plan when determining liability, and that any damages should simply, quote, restore the parties to their pre-transfer positions. Anadarko, which is based in the Woodlands, Texas, said the net damages should be $850 million and no more than $1.76 billion. Anadarko Chief Executive Al Walker has said they disagree with the judge's December 12th memorandum of opinion and expect to pursue options available to them through the appellate process to protect their stakeholders' interest once a final judgment on the damages has been rendered. Tronox has said 88% of any judgment it eventually receives will go to help remediate polluted sites. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.